How can local economies be lifted to impact their communities and contribute to GDP? From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruthie Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The Key Financial News, and you can find me at Ruthie Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. The deployment of industrial policies that encourage technological innovation and investment in underserved or overlooked regions presents an opportunity for new growth and the revival of some communities that were considered in decline. What current efforts to boost support in local areas can be used as an example of supporting sustainable and equitable growth? Dolph van der Brink, CEO of Heineken, on this episode illuminates the role beer plays in the development of local communities in Africa.
Well, actually, when you think about local business, you have to think about beer. Beer is really a local for local business, much more than people realize. So at Heineken, we are in 75 countries, with local breweries, with local assets. So it's not based on an export model where you're having a fancy brewery in a developed market and you export to an emerging market. Every of these 75 countries, we have local assets. We are investing in countries where there's nobody else, not a single multinational. We're in Papua New Guinea, we're in Burundi, we're in DRC, we're in Haiti, and we have been in those places for a long time. We're very proud to have been with Nigerian breweries in Nigeria, I think since 1949. We are, since 2019, more recently in Ecuador, where we're investing 100 million in a brewery expansion and what have you. So it's really a local for local business, starting with an investment in a brewery. Even a small brewery costs between 100 and 150 million euros. We're building a brewery in Brazil, is half a billion euros. The particular thing about when you build a brewery, that thing is going to be there for decades and decades. You can't lift it up, you can't move it, you can't also really repurpose it. It's not like a big warehouse that you can repurpose for another cause. So when we go in, we know that we're going to be there for decades, sometimes up to 100 years or over, which really gives us skin in the game, because we know that brewery is only going to do well if the local community is thriving. We employ, basically in all those countries, only local employees. In places like Nigeria and the Congo, we have our own schools. We are training our own engineers, our operators, our mechanics. There's countries where I think over half of the technicians in the country originated on the packaging lines of one of our breweries. We have a fair wage commitment for anybody working for us globally, which often is a multiple of the local minimum wage, to really make sure that these are high-quality jobs. People always think with Heineken of Heineken, but the Heineken brand is only 25% of our global volume. So we are selling local brands. It's Star in Nigeria, it's Biela in Ecuador, it's Devassa in Brazil, it's Kingfisher in India, what have you. Very important part here is the sourcing, to really make sure, because originally we did have breweries all over the world, but we were forced to import glass bottles or aluminium cans or the barley or the malt. And we're on a huge investment program to start localizing that. For example, right now in Africa, already around 80% of our procurement spend of local business services, packaging materials is local. And if it's not there, if we cannot convince a global company to invest, we do it ourselves. We had a glass bottle factory in the Congo. We are just building a canning plant in Mexico. Very important is agriculture, as the minister is saying, especially these lesser developed countries have huge productivity and yield challenges in their agricultural sector, which is leading to, you know, lifestyles that are not sustainable. Already in Africa now, 50% of our agricultural inputs are locally sourced. That's barley, that's rice, that's sorghum, that's sugar, that's grapes, that's apples. And we continue leaning in on that. To just give you one anecdote, Ethiopia. We went into Ethiopia in 2013. We had, at the start, 1,500 farmers supplying us 5% of what we needed. So still 95% had to be imported from the barley. Today, that 1,500 farmers moved to 80,000 farmers. We were able to more than double the yield of the farmers, providing better livelihoods, much higher yields with locally developed varietals. And now we're almost fully independent, 100% locally sourced. And what we know is that out of all the barley grown, 60% is actually used for local food. So this is actually feeding those fast-growing populations. And Ethiopia is right at the point where they can start exporting. And forex is one of the biggest challenges for a lot of emerging markets. And when you need to import food using scarce forex, imagine if you can develop your agricultural processing industry. Very important that it's not just the lower value added part, but also the processing. So for example, in Ethiopia, together with a partner, we built 2 malting plants to process the barley on the spot. So just a couple of examples of how an industry like the brewing industry can really help developing local economies.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. The Naira experienced a slight appreciation at the official market trading at 1,431 to a dollar. Data from the official trading platform, the FMDQ, revealed that the Naira strengthened by 1.5% compared to the previous day's rate of 1,453 against the dollar. However, the total turnover decreased from $199.71 million, down from $288.47 million US dollars. Meanwhile, at the investors and exporters window, the Naira traded between 1,468 and 1,301 against the dollar. The Central Bank of Nigeria had earlier announced the completion of the clearance of the valid foreign exchange backlog, signaling a positive development in the forex market. In a quick trip around Africa, climate action experts from across the globe have weighed down African countries' decry of being deprived substantial green funding by developed nations despite being overly hit by climate change efforts they barely contribute to. Africa contributes 2-3% of the global greenhouse gas emissions annually. The Vice Chair, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Carlo Carraro, said although it's unfortunate that African countries are still having huge gaps in their climate funding needs, the big question should be why are investors not pumping in enough? Governments, therefore, need to prioritize making their economies more attractive for investors to attract more funding. He also called on developed nations to develop the zeal to protect Africa by making the continent their priority destination in matters green funding. CDP's Paolo Lombardo cited high financial cost, lack of governance, limited technical expertise and project costs, and lack of reliable and consistent information as further barriers hindering increased green financing across the continent. After declines over several quarters, international trade is poised for a rebound this year. This is according to United Nations Conference on Trade and Development's latest global trade update. The report details a 3% year-on-year contraction in global trade in 2023 on the back of lower trade in goods but higher trade in services. The services sector showed resilience with $500 billion US, or 8% increase from the previous year, while trade in goods experienced a $1.3 trillion US, or 5% decline compared with 2022. Preliminary figures indicate the contraction in global trade in 2023 was driven primarily by subdued demand in developed nations and weaker trade between East Asia and Latin American regions. The fourth quarter of 2023 marked a departure from previous quarters, with both merchandise and service trade stabilizing quarter on quarter. Developing countries, especially those in the African, East Asian, and South Asian regions, experienced growth in trade during this period. The available data for the first quarter of this year suggests a continued improvement in global trade, especially considering moderating global inflation and improving economic growth forecasts. Additionally, rising demand for environmental goods, particularly electric vehicles, expected to bolster trade this year. Originally, trade between African economies bucked the global trend by increasing 6% in 2023, whereas interregional trade in East Asia, which decreased by 9%, and Latin America, which decreased by 5%, lag behind the global average. Meanwhile, At the sectoral level, most industries experience declines in trade value. Sectors like apparel, chemicals, and textiles saw significant declines in 2023. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The K Financial. And you can find me at The Dot.